What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Spending too little time on social media can have a negative effect on the mental health of teenagers. That's according to a fascinating new study by sociologists at Trinity College Dublin. We're joined now by one of the co-authors of the paper, Richard Leith, a professor of sociology at Trinity. Richard, people might be surprised at this. Too little time on social media can have a negative effect on the mental health of teenagers.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. There's a kind of a narrative out there, isn't there, that time spent on the internet can be at best kind of wasted time or might even worth be displacing other behaviours like talking to people face to face or doing something more self-improving like reading or learning something. But actually, what we found was that when we looked at a nationally representative sample of young people, and we followed them from age 9 to about age 18, that those young people who were using high amounts of social media, those sort of online engagement was very high, they did have some poor mental health outcomes. So they tended to be more likely to experience depression, anxiety, higher emotionality. But what we also saw was at the other end of the scale, those who didn't engage at all, there were also poor outcomes for them. So for boys, they seemed to be across all the different dimensions we had available to examine. But for young women, what we tended to see is that they had poorer engagement with their peers. They had poorer peer relationships. So that would suggest that not engaging in social media tends to sort of cut out a channel of communication, which these days is the norm, you know, which it's the social media, the internet is just another form of communication that we all use to keep in touch with each other. And if you're not on that, then you tend to end up being excluded.
If you're not on that, what are they? Are you like, I'm thinking of young men, are they gaming? And is there does that give you enough of a social component?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because what you tend to see for those young men who don't engage on social media is that they tend to do a lot more gaming. So that might be what's using up their time. And partly that can be a sort of selection choice on their own part, you know, that they might be interacting with other young men on the gaming platforms, because increasingly these days you can play online and talk to others when you're doing it. Indeed, sometimes young men, what they'll do is it's a good form of social interaction. You know, they'll all be doing some activity together and talking to each other. And that can sort of be really relevant and really beneficial.
Yeah. Okay. So look, the advice to parents, I mean, you're not saying let them loose on social media, and the research isn't saying that, but a little bit isn't a bad thing.
Like all things, I think the message here is moderation is good. So being on the internet, interacting with others on the internet, they can often be really pleasurable. I mean, we all know that kind of, you know, that kind of excitement that young people feel about interacting with other people. In fact, adults feel it as well.
Yeah.
Social media can be a kind of pleasurable, and the platforms themselves are often designed to maximize engagement. What they want is people interacting with the platform and interacting with each other. That makes them really pleasurable, but it makes them a bit addictive as well.
Okay.
And one of the issues that I think we're trying to sort through at the moment is how we can manage this relationship that we have with social media. It's like any other kind of form of behavior, isn't it? Like, in a sense, exercise or our diet, you know, or other kind of health behaviors. It can be pleasurable and we like to do it, but at the same time, doing it to excess can be damaging.
All right. Really interesting. Richard Leith there, a professor of sociology at Trinity, co-author of that fascinating report. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.